由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad you tuned in.
今天很开心你能够收听天路导向。
When we ended our last broadcast,
在上次节目的结束的时候，
we promised that we would look at three things that God always does for his authentic witnesses.
我们应承过你，我们今次节目要讲上帝为他忠心的见证人所要做的三件事。
For those of you who have just joined us this time,
如果你是第一次收听天路导向的话，
We are studying Jonah chapter 3 verses 1 to 10.
我们正在学习约拿书的三章一到十节。
What are these three things that God always does for his authentic witness?
咁样究竟上帝为佢忠心嘅见证人要做边几样嘢呢
？One，
好，第一样嘢就系啦。
God always pursues his witness。
上帝对佢嘅见证人总系追随住跌而不舍嘅。
Two，
第二样嘢。
God always empowers his witness。
上帝总系会加力量俾佢嘅见证人。
Three。
第三样嘢，
God always uses and blesses his faithful witness.
上帝总是使用并且赐福给他忠信的见证人。
What do I mean when I say God pursues his witness?
我所说上帝对他的见证人总是跌而不舍地追随着他是为什么呢？
Look again at verses 1 and 2 of chapter 3.
这样就要让我们去看一下约拿书第三章一。
Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
耶和华的说话第二次就去到约拿那里说了。
Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you.
起来，去尼尼微那座大城那里，向里面的居民宣告我吩咐给你的说话。
Now I want you to notice specially the words the second time.
我特别想你留意三个字，就是第二次。
Let me ask you this question.
嗱，问你一条问题先。
Does God always pursue us and give us a second chance?
主系咪会成日都追住我哋，要俾第二次机会我哋呢
？Absolutely.
绝对系嘅。
That is the nature of God.
呢个就系上帝嘅本性啊嘛。
That is the character of God.
呢个就系上帝嘅性格。
God called Abraham to leave his homeland of Ur and go to the promised land.
上帝呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的故乡吾尔啊，去应许之地。
But Abraham went on a detour and got lost.
但是亚伯拉罕却去到中途就迷路了。
He found a place that reminded him of home and there he stayed.
他行到中途见到一个地方就好似佢屋企咁样，于是佢就决定定居落嚟啦。
What does God do？
咁上帝又点样做呢
？God calls him again。
上帝就再次呼召亚伯拉罕。
God called Moses to liberate his people。
好，去到摩西嗰度，上帝呼召摩西要解救佢嘅子民脱离埃及人的手。
Moses took things into his own hands and tried to do things in his own way and made a mess of things.
而摩西却自以为是，按照自己的方法去解决问题，就杀了个埃及人，结果搞大了件事。
What does God do?
咁上帝又怎样做呢
？40 years later, he called him again.
上帝就四十年之后再一次呼召摩西。
The Lord Jesus Christ called Peter to be a disciple.
嗱，上帝就亦都呼召过彼得作佢嘅门徒噃。
Jesus warned Peter that he would deny him three times.
耶稣基督咧曾经警告过彼得话：你会三次唔认主。
Peter said never.
彼得话：一定唔会，一定唔会。
What happened?
最尾发生啲咩事呢
？Peter denied Jesus three times and made a mess of his life.
彼得 最尾就系真系三次唔认主，让到佢一蹶不振。
But after the resurrection, the Lord Jesus called him yet again.
但系当耶稣复活之后，佢就再一次去呼召彼得问：你爱我吗？
That is our God.
呢个就系我哋嘅上帝。
The Lord calls you and me again and again and again.
上帝系一直喺度呼召你。不断在呼召你，呼召你，呼召你。
When we ignore his voice,
当我们呢不去听上帝的声音的时候，
we suffer.
我们会发现原来自己在这里受苦。
But we come back crying to him in repentance.
但是当我们悔改去到他的面前去呼求他的时候，
He not only forgives us, but he renews his call for us to be his witness yet again.
他不单止会饶恕我们，而且借着再次的呼召就会让我们重新成为他的见证。
Every time we run away, either mentally,emotionally or physically,
每一次当我们要远离他的时候，无论思想上面、情感上面或者肉体上面，
after we repent,
当我们去懂得怎样悔改的时候，
God is teaching you and me that through his forgiveness of our stubbornness,
上帝借着饶恕我们，让我们再一次明白祂的恩典。
We should understand that he is holding forgiveness for us.
我们的上帝总是乐意要去饶恕我们。
We should understand that he is holding forgiveness for others.
祂也都是乐意去赦免每一个罪人。
God holds out forgiveness for your neighbor.
你要知道上帝将饶恕的恩典是给了你的邻居。
And your co-worker.
他给了你的同事
and your client,
他给了你的客户
and your boss,
他将他的赦罪的恩典是给了你的上司
and all of the people of the world,
更加重要的是他给了世界上面的每一个人
Jonah's own experience in and out of the belly of the great fish taught him something important about the forgiving nature of God.
约拿被大鱼吞落肚的经历，又吐翻出嚟的经历，就让他明白到原来上帝是一位乐意饶恕的上帝。
Jonah's own experience was a loud shout saying，
约拿的亲身经历就是最好最好的例子。
Look at me，
他说你睇下
，Forgiveness and restoration are possible with me。
连我咁样咁衰咁薄弱嘅人都可以得着饶恕，得着提携。
Even to those who stubbornly disobeyed and ran away，
虽然啊，我好顽固，我薄弱，我从上帝面前去逃跑。
Forgiveness and restoration are possible with me，
但系我仍然获得上帝嘅宽恕同埋怜悯。
Even to those who take things into their own hands，
唔理。我曾经是几咁嘅自以为是。
God pursues his witnesses.
上帝对佢嘅见证人原来都系跌而不舍嘅。
Secondly,
第二样嘢啦。
God also empowers his witnesses.
上帝会加力量俾佢嘅见证人。
If you look at Jonah's message in chapter 3 verse 4,
如果你留意过约拿书第三章四节嘅话，
You will be amazed by its brevity.
你就会为到佢嘅信息系几咁短而感到惊奇。
Here is the message.
嗱，圣经咧系咁样写噶。
On the first day, Jonah started into the city. He proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned."
约拿走入尼尼微城啊，行咗一日就宣告话啦，过多四十日，尼尼微就一定冧啦。
It is very brief and to the point.
哇，又短又到肉。
But what's the difference whether it is 40 days or 40 years?
四十日同四十年其实有乜嘢分别呢？
Without Jesus Christ, a person will be going to hell.
如果冇耶稣基督嘅话，每一个人都要落地狱。
Some of you have been hearing the gospel message for many years, but have not responded to it.
可能我哋一早就听过福音嘅信息，但系到而家你或者仲未有感觉。
God is calling you again today.
但系上帝今日就要再次去呼召你。
Will you respond to His message?
你愿唔愿意回应佢向你嘅说话呢
？Brevity is the very point of the message of witnessing.
为主作见证嘅信息就系咁简短、咁明确嘅。
Many of us think that we need a 10-year course of apologetics before we can witness.
好多人认为啊，为主作见证之前，我哋起码要读十年神学啦，系咪啊？
Many of us think that we need to be eloquent and articulate to witness.
好多人认为做见证嘅要口齿伶俐，善于雄辩。
I'm not against any of these things.
我咧其实唔反对嘅。
But to be a witness for Jesus Christ, all you need is an authentic, real, born-again experience.
但系我觉得为主作见证最简单、最简单、最简单、最起码，你只需要系一个。真正重生得救，你有嗰种真实嘅经验嘅人。
All you need is to know that all of your sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven.
你只需要知道嘅就系你过去、你现在、你将来所有嘅罪都被上帝去赦免咗。
How?
究竟上帝点样去赦免你呢
？Through the acceptance of Christ's substitutionary death upon the cross for you.
就是要借住相信耶稣基督在十字架上面为你而死。
Simply put, our witness is this.
一句的说话最简单就是说我们见证是什么呢
?I was a sinner heading for hell, but God changed my direction to heaven.
我曾经是一个接近鬼门关必定死的人但是因为上帝他将我的方向改变让我出死入生。
My listening friends, this is very important.
各位亲爱的听众朋友很重要的。
When the emphasis is on the technique or eloquence,
如果我们每一日只是着重我们的技巧有多少我们的口才有多少的话。
When the emphasis is on formulas or programs,
如果我们看重的只是方法或者活动的项目。
When the person is converted, then it is these things that get the glory.
当有人归向上帝去悔改的时候我们就会将功劳归咎于我们啊真的很有技巧很有口才又很有方法又多活动。
But if you stay on your knees and simply get up and give an account of the hope that is within you,God gets the glory.
但是当我们借着祈祷去依靠上帝将内心的盼望讲出来的时候我们就能够将荣耀归返给上帝。
When God equips his witnesses, God is all that he or she needs.
其实啊如果上帝要去装备他的见证人的话最简单那个人有上帝就够了。
And look at the results of Jonah's simple proclamation of the message.
让我们来看看约拿他在他那个简短的信息这么短带来什么效果呢
Verses 5 and 6 of chapter 3.
约拿书第三章五至六节
Let's read them together.
让我们一起来读出约拿书三章五至六节。他说尼尼微人信服上帝。就宣告禁食，从最大的到最小的都穿了麻衣或者披上麻布。当这个讯息传到去尼尼微王的耳朵里面，他就离开他的宝座，除了他上朝的衣服，披上麻布，坐在灰里面。
Not only did people immediately respond,
尼尼微人，我们见到他不单止立刻回应，
But even the pagan, notorious, wicked king humbled himself before the Lord.
我们见到连那个恶名昭著，我们上次说他们会将所有那些战俘的被批出来，将他的皮剥出来的凶残的外邦国王，他都谦卑自己，俯伏在上帝的面前。
Imagine this wicked, violent, unrighteous, atheist, proud and luxurious Ninevite.
你想象一下这些充满邪恶、强暴、无公义、眼里面不怕上帝、生活危难的尼尼微人。
Is now sitting in sackcloth and ashes before God.
究竟为什么会披麻蒙灰坐在上帝的面前悔改呢？我们实在要好好去想一下。
Archaeologists tell us, in fact, that Nineveh was a huge city.
各位听众朋友，正话我哋听到约拿书嘅故事，我哋见到尼尼微点解佢哋会改变呢？其实考古学家话到尼尼微系一座好大嘅城。
It was a powerful city.
尼尼微人有好大嘅权势，佢嘅城市好大，好有钱。
It was an enormously wealthy city.
他们是非常非常非常有钱。
It had walls that were 100 feet high.
你想想他的城墙有100英尺那么高吧。
Those walls were so wide that three chariots could travel side by side on top of that wall.
他的城墙的厚度啊，甚至可以容纳2辆的马车，是那时的马车呢，通常两只马带着一个的车卡在后面，它可以并排地行。
So we are not talking about some simple people here.
所以今天我们讲到的这群尼尼微人是不是普通人来的？
They were powerful people.
他们是有力量、有权力的人。
But when God equips and sends you, it doesn't matter who you are witnessing to.
但是当上帝要去装备你，要去差遣你的时候，无论你向哪个人作见证，都没什么大问题。
God not only pursues his witness,
我们要发现呢，原来上帝不单止不断去追赶着他的见证人。
God not only equips his witness,
上帝不单止是去装备他的见证人。
But God also uses and blesses his witness.
上帝更加是会使用并且赐福给他的见证人。
God blesses faithful proclamation of his word.
上帝赐福那些忠实为他宣讲真道的人。
It may take time.
或者不会那么快。
But he always will.
但是上帝一定会赐福。
Why?
为什么上帝要这样做呢？
Because he promised to bless the labor of your hand and the fruit of your proclamation.
这样我们就要知道，原来上帝是应许要赐福给你手上面的工作和你所结的果子。
For a revival to take place anywhere,
如果任何地方啊，他们灵命要复兴的话，
For lives to be truly changed,
他们生命要真实地改变的话，
True preaching of the word of God must precede it.
必须先有上帝自己的真道。
When the word of God is not preached, people become both nauseous and numb.
如果不去宣讲上帝的真道的话，人就会变得败坏、邪恶、麻木不仁。
Why?
为什么会发生这样的事呢？
Because half-truthare inoculating people against the urgency of the true gospel message.
因为似是而非的道理会让人不再迫切渴求那份真实的福音。
No matter how simple the message is, as long as it is the truth, God will bless it.
无论啊，你要讲的信息是几咁的简短，只要你所讲的嘢是从上帝而来的真理，上帝就会赐福。
Look at the incredible blessings that came upon the Ninevites as a result of hearing the true word of God.
你见到尼尼微人其实听到这个真道并且懂得回应啊，是几咁嘅蒙福啊。
Do you remember the story in the last broadcast?
不知你还记不记得我们上次节目完的时候讲的故事呢？
About the machinist who repented when Jesus came into his life and he took action.
是关于一个的机械师， 他悔改并且生命因为耶稣得着改变。
He risked being fired.
他冒住被开除的风险。
He risked being mocked and jeered.
他不害怕被人嘲讽和挖苦。
He risked everything.
他将所有的东西都不理了。
But faith that does not lead to turning away from specific sin is not the faith of Jesus Christ.
但是如果他不敢面对自己的罪去痛改前非的话，就不是从耶稣基督而来的信仰。
Finally, I want you to look at verse 8 of chapter 3.
我最后呢想请你看看约拿书的第三章第八节。
And see what the Ninevites king said.
看下这个尼尼微的国王讲了什么。
But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence.
他说人和牲畜都要披上麻布，人要切切地求告上帝。每个人都要回头离开自己行开那条的恶道，丢弃自己手里面的强暴。
My listening friends, please listen very carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的听众朋友，在结束的时候呢，希望你仔细去听我讲。
If your sin is self-indulgence,
如果你犯了一个罪，就是自我放纵。
If your sin is pride,
如果你犯了的罪，就是骄傲。
If your sin is disobeying God with your substance,
如果你是在物质上面违背了上帝的命令。
If your sin is selfishness,
如果你是犯了自私的罪的话。
If your sin is lack of love for others,
如果你是对其他人缺乏爱心。
If your sin is materialism,
如果你是患上物质主义，只是看重物质。
If your sin is laziness,
如果你是懒惰。
If your sin is unforgiveness,
如果你是不去饶恕其他人。
If your sin is gossip,
如果你的罪是讲其他人闲话。
Whatever it may be, give it up and repent of it.
麻烦请你去放弃它，你去弃绝你的罪过，悔改。
Not in vague terms, but in practical terms.
记得哦，千祈不要很含糊、很含混地乱咁认，而是要实实在在地对付。
And then watch how God will use your witness.
我们要看看究竟上帝会怎样去用我们的见证。
Watch how God will bless you and bless those around you.
我们知道啊，上帝一定会大大赐福给你和你身边的每一个人。
And I pray that God will bless you.
我们也都祈祷求上帝赐福给你。
And we leave you with the blessings of God.
我们希望上帝丰满的福分都是能够临到你。其实今天我们真的要学习怎样去改变。我们很多时候继续犯罪的原因是因为我们不愿意去改。或者我们今天会有悔，但是我们却没有改。我们认识到自己的罪，我们真的要去改变。找到人生最重要的就是生命的转捩点，怎样令到自己是走向一个光明的道路。原来基督教的信仰为我们提供了一个答案，就是耶稣基督。
也曾在这坎坷人生旅途中感到彷徨无所依
朋友，我们真的要去依靠耶稣，生命必然会更丰盛。希望你今天就能够去接纳耶稣基督成为你的救主，去弃绝你在人生里面很多很多的罪过，去悔改，好像在一片的黑暗里面去找到真正的光明一样。在今日，我万峰同埋黑牧师是非常希望、非常希望见到你有咁样嘅转变。如果你有咁样嘅转变，我哋好希望你能够写一封信俾我哋，让我哋亦都为你一齐去欢喜，与你一齐去分享。喺度，我哋今日嘅节目亦都差唔多要结束啦。希望你能够从今日嘅信息当中得到力量，亦都喺下次嘅节目时间，我们能够再次相会，再见。